Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back to 17 Till. I'm Jim Blasingame, and I am the Small Business Advocate, and I wish you would go to my website and check it out, smallbusinessadvocate.com, because I think you can benefit from it, because we've got a lot of stuff there that I and my Brain Trust members have created for you, and then we posted on our website and have been doing so now for almost 15 years. New stuff every day, where you can read, you can listen, you can watch, on and on, many things, thousands of things. I don't know how many, 100, probably at least 100 different things every week. So check all that out at smallbusinessadvocate.com. It's all dedicated to helping you have the maximum opportunity to be successful in your small business. Cliff Inico is our guest, and he's dedicated to that same thing. He's the author of several books on eBay, including the marketing on eBay, including doing business on eBay, including taxes on eBay. He's an attorney, and we love him anyway, and we're talking about the sales tax debate, the internet sales tax debate. And you were just saying, you were just talking about in the previous segment Amazon.
Amazon.
I'll get it out in a minute. Amazon, that other company, Amazon is going to states and cutting a deal on sales tax. Well, that's just fine for Amazon, because Amazon has got enough money, and they do business all over the world, so they can keep up with sales tax, remitting sales tax to the different districts. But if you've got a small business in Sheboygan, right, Wisconsin, you don't have the ability. If somebody's buying your soap or your or whatever you sell, and you never know where the sale is going to come from, then it's a lot of trouble. It's going to be prohibitive, Cliff, for that small business to pay sales tax everywhere they ship something.
That's absolutely right. And let's talk about the second big development that's going on right now, and that is the Main Street Fairness Act, which is in Congress right now. That's that act that I was talking about.
Yep.
Basically, what this act would do, if it is passed, is it would overrule that 1992 Supreme Court case and allow the states to impose their sales taxes on interstate sales, which, of course, is 99.5% of all sales that take place on the Internet. Now, this is going to be a problem for a lot of folks if this thing passes, because, as you say, small businesses cannot keep track of 7,600 sales tax jurisdictions in the United States and Canada. I mean, there are some software things out there that will help you calculate the sales tax. So if your buyer is in a certain zip code, you could type in the zip code and it'll tell you exactly how much you got to charge. But then you got to collect the tax, and then you got to remit the tax.
And send $1.36 by mail,
right,
to this district.
To this county government in some state on the other side
in
of the
Dimebox,
country.
Texas, yeah.
Right, so something like that. So that's where the issue is, and there is no software solution that I'm aware of. Well, there is one, but it costs a bloody fortune. I think only Amazon could afford it. It's not the kind of thing that a small business could take advantage of. 21 states already have passed something called the Streamlined Sales Tax Initiative, where basically these states are agreeing that they will charge each other's sales tax in transactions between the two states. But they haven't been able to do anything with it as yet. They haven't been able to enforce these laws because of the 1992 Supreme Court case. So if this Main Street Act passes in Congress, these states will now be able to enforce their streamlined sales tax agreement, and that's going to create a can of worms for a lot of small businesses.
See, I don't have a problem with the notion of sales tax on internet business. I mean, if you think about it fairly, why should an internet transaction be any different than a Main Street transaction? I don't think the internet folks should by definition have an advantage over Main Street folks. I don't have a problem with that part. The problem I have is the internet, because it's made customers available all from all over the place. The remission, the reporting and remitting of the money, that's the problem. And if they can, I've said this 10 years ago. I've been reporting on this a long time. If they would come up with a program that would allow, would streamline this, that a small business could afford, then I'd be okay with that. Or if at the end of the year the sales, the company, the small business said, okay, here's our report on what we've sold. It totaled up that we should have collected, and we did collect $769 in sales tax. I'm sending that to my state with the report and let them sort it out.
Right, exactly. And that's the big problem, because a lot of your listeners are brick and mortar, you know, retailers who are saying, hey, you know, I'm getting killed because of internet sales. I want this Main Street Act to happen. But you got to remember that streamlined sales tax agreement doesn't just apply to internet sales. It also applies to brick and mortar sales. You too are going to be required
So the furniture store that's just across the line, that's now competing on because they're getting away with not delivering something without paying sales tax. That's going to go away, isn't it?
That is going to go away. Although in general too, I can feel for a lot of the brick and mortar folks too, because let's face it, I know a lot of people who will go to their local stores, they'll shop around, they'll ask a lot of questions, and then they'll go home and then they'll buy it online, you know, for the 20% discount that Amazon gives you.
Yeah.
You know, and that is a shift. There's actually a name for that. They call that showrooming.
Mm-hmm.
You know, where basically the store is just a showroom, you know, for somebody else's online.
People will even try stuff on and see, make sure they know what they want. Folks, don't do that. That's not right. Buy from the company.
They shouldn't be.
Buy from the company that's demonstrating it to you. Is your, you know, I mean, show a little class,
amen.
Okay? Hey, Cliff, give us your website quickly, please.
Sure. It's succeedinginyourbusiness.com.
All right. So we're going to talk about retail arbitrage. We come back after these messages. I bet you don't know what that is. Well, probably do. Tintel, stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.